And right now we are going to the phones, where we are joined by David Evans. He is the director of the film Indivisible, coming out now on DVD and Blu-ray and all that kind of good stuff. David, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show. Good to have you back with us.
Morning.
Well, good morning, Tommy and Jeff. Great to be with you again.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the film Indivisible. How did it do? Did it meet your expectations in the box office with the release that you had?
You know what? We were blessed with a very good turnout on opening weekend, but we had some tough competitors back in October. And you know what? It's not always about the numbers. It's about the lives that are changed. And for us, it's about just getting this movie into the hands of those couples that need to hear this story, especially our troops, our soldiers. You know, it's already number one on Amazon. If you look under war and military, you know, that's really our target audience when we put this film out in theaters. We wanted our military, our service members to be able to see this film and their spouses. It's already doing well with sales nationwide even before it opens tomorrow. So we're super excited about that too.
How important is that, you know, the video market, the Blu-ray and DVD and all that, to a smaller film like this, an independent film where you don't have, you know, some major studio behind you pumping, you know, millions of dollars is going to go into promoting like the Lego 2 movie or something?
Well, you know, certainly it's super important. I believe now more people are looking at having movies, you know, waiting until movies come out on DVD and digital releases for a host of reasons. But, you know, I think now too that people are more selective when it comes to Christian films about what movies they purchase and add to their collection. But I think the quality of this film, the story, the acting is one of those that ranks up there with my friends, the Kendrick brothers. So if folks have War Room and Courageous on the shelf, I think they're going to want to add, you know, Indivisible right next and put it right next to Fireproof, because it's just one of those incredible marriage movies. And again, a great love story too, a true story about Darren and Heather Turner, Army chaplain, and his wife, who are still in active duty even today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, give us a little overview. Well, first off, I mean, it's great now that for those that have a conviction not to watch some of the nasty stuff, movies that are out there in the world, that we have so many more choices now. Mm-hmm. Some good quality Christian films. So thank you. You played a part in that.
Absolutely. No, I think that there's a real need for a strengthening of just the theme of marriage overall in our country today. And so often you hear about marriages that are just kind of broken up on a whim so quickly. And we want to fight for those bonds. That's why we have the title Indivisible. We want to strengthen the bonds of marriage with this story of what you see this couple, this real life couple, what they went through, how they overcame all of the struggles they were facing. And we want to just get out there and help people fight for their marriages. That's what the theme of this film, and how you can put it all back together and overcome those differences that can creep up in any marriage. And you know, the movie couldn't open on military bases on opening weekend, so we're just excited now that this movie can be in the hands of those people that we are targeting to see this film. But it's really a movie for anyone. So if you're married or not married, you're engaged, it's a movie that you need to go out and get and really, really cherish the themes that you're going to experience in the movie.
Can you give us a little bit more general overview of the story and the characters in the movie?
Absolutely. The very first military-themed movie that's ever been made about a soldier who is still in active duty today. And it's a story of Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather. And he was deployed to Iraq as a chaplain for about 1,000 troops back in 2007. That's when our story takes place. And you really see the chaplain ministering to the troops. And as the story develops, you're introduced to different characters who are all going through different struggles in their lives with their families. You see how the chaplain kind of begins to piece things back together for those troops, while at the same time he begins to grow distant from his own spouse. That happens so commonly to our troops when they're deployed. And then you see when he returns home in the final act of the film, how the soldiers that he ministered to help kind of rally around him to get him back up on his feet and help him to put the pieces back together as he did for them while they were deployed. And it's just a very touching, inspirational story that has already impacted so many people. We've received so many letters and notes from especially military spouses, and we just believe God's going to quadruple that number of lives that are being impacted in the weeks ahead with the DVD.
And that really is such a huge issue, especially with the extended engagement that we've had in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many soldiers going on multiple deployments, and just the time away from family, the distance away from family, it really does take its toll.
That's another thing that we really feel honored to have accomplished, is just the realism of the film. So many soldiers have stated how much the film impacted them, because we put so much into the quality of the production values.
How did you become aware of Chaplain Turner and his story?
You know, I'm an eye doctor full-time, but this was my calling to tell stories. I was inspired by the Kendrick brothers many years ago when I saw Fireproof, and I made a movie called The Grace Card about 7 years ago. This is my second film, and I was just reading a story one day about Chaplain Turner, and God had already put in my heart to tell a story about a chaplain. I was really going to do a fictional story, but when I heard about their story and how God had restored their own marriage, it really touched me, and God just told me, this is the story you need to tell. And I went to visit them, and it took 6 years to get the project completed, but we're just praising God now that we have another tool, another film that we can have out there to help couples and strengthen marriages.
And with the extras on there, you're doing that even more. There's some extras on the DVD.
Oh, yes. You know, they always make you cut down the film shorter than what you'd really like it to be. That's common in filmmaking, but we've got great deleted scenes, some incredible testimonial interviews with a lot of our actors, like Sarah Drew. Many people know her from the movie Mom's Night Out, but she just really crushes it with her performance in this film. I think people are going to love the characters. They're going to recognize most of the people in the movie, like Madeline Carroll, who is also in I Can Only Imagine, and you just great behind-the-scenes content that we are excited to share with people who pick up the movie.
There's even an extra, actually, Meet the Real Turner.
Absolutely. If you want to learn more about this incredible, powerful couple who just have a great testimony of how God healed their marriage, it's right there on the DVD, and just incredible content that we worked hard to put together for the DVD release.
We're talking with David Evans. He is the director of the film Indivisible, now out on Blu-ray, DVD, digital coming out.
And will it be available for on digital, some of the digital channels?
Absolutely. You know, in addition to DVD, obviously you can purchase it on Apple or iTunes, and watch the movie when it's released. There's also a link on our website, indivisiblemovie.com, where it lists all the various places you can go and purchase the film, as well as online avenues where the film can be purchased.
So any future projects that you're working on? Do you have your eyes set on your next movie?
You know, I would love nothing more than to be doing another film as we speak, but, God calls us to do this project, but he also is telling my wife and I we need a time of restoration and rest for ourselves. So, as soon as God puts something on our hearts, and that's when we'll start exploring a story further, but for right now, we want a period of rest. It takes so much out of folks to do a project like this, especially when it's a ministry and not something they do full time. So it's just great now to sit back and wait for people to share their stories of how God has used this film in their own lives. And that's just what we want, is to lead people to the kingdom, or kind of bring people closer to God as they watch this story.
Well, that's all right. We need those periods of Sabbath rest too, as well.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Talking with David Evans, the film once again is Indivisible. David, if folks want to find out more information about the film, about the release, all that kind of good stuff, where can they go?
I would suggest just go to our website, indivisiblemovie.com. There's great content there. You can watch the trailer. If this is the first time you're hearing about the film, watch the trailer. Pick up the film this week. Set aside some quiet time for you and your spouse to sit, or you and your family to sit and watch the film. It's PG-13, but it's just kind of some war content, some emotional stuff there, but nothing that I think people would find objectionable at all. It's a film that honors and glorifies Christ. So, it's a movie you can watch with your family if you want to share more with them about what our troops go through on a daily basis, especially when they're deployed. But definitely a great film for husbands and wives to sit back and enjoy and watch over and over again. And we just pray that God gets his hand into this film and the hands of people who need to hear this story.
David, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate your time today.
Have a great day. Thank you, David.
Have a great day. Thank you.